91X News.
It's 2 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. The Eastern Region OPP are warning local merchants of groups that are showing up at businesses to steal merchandise or check out the store for future thefts. Groups of 3 to 10 people, both men and women, are traveling in large vehicles and going into stores wearing large baggy clothing. One or more will distract the store clerk while the others lift goods and go into offices. If anyone has information about these type of thefts, they are asked to call the local police immediately or the OPP at 1-888-310-1122. A jackknife tractor trailer on the 401 near Colborne was responsible for shutting the highway down for about 2.5 hours last night. Snowfall and the resulting poor road conditions were a factor in the accident, which happened just after 11 o'clock. No one was injured. A 10-year-old boy is in Sick Children's Hospital in Toronto after a fall from hay bales on a family farm near Peterborough. The boy was knocked unconscious after falling from one of the bales while playing yesterday afternoon. Ambulance crews revived the boy, and he was taken to Regional Health Center. He was airlifted to Sick Kids with head injuries. The Hastings Prince Edward District School Board is hoping to start construction of 2 new schools this May. Superintendent of Business Services David Rutherford provided an update last night on the status of the plan for the new schools in Stirling and Tweed. The schools are set to open in 2013. The new buildings will replace 5 existing schools, 3 in Stirling and 2 in Tweed. The lawyer for Hamed Shafia says his client has filed notice to appeal his first-degree murder conviction in the deaths of 4 family members. Patrick McCann says 21-year-old Hamed Shafia has taken the first step by filing an inmate's notice to the Court of Appeal for Ontario. McCann says the main grounds of the appeal relate to admissibility of what he calls hearsay evidence from the victims and of the expert evidence on honor killing. He says it will likely be at least a year before the appeal is heard. Shafia and his parents, Mohammed Shafia and Tuba Yahya, were each found guilty of 4 counts of first-degree murder on Sunday in Kingston. They were given automatic life sentences with no chance of parole for 25 years. McCann could not confirm if the parents are also appealing their convictions, but he believes they plan to. The Conservative government has moved to quash debate on legislation that would create a new pooled pension option. The unexpected decision to limit the debate comes in the middle of an outcry over potential reforms to old age security, hinted at by Prime Minister Stephen Harper. On their own merits, the proposed pooled registered pension plans are not highly contentious. The plan simply gives employers and workers another option to set aside retirement savings. In effect, it's a group RRSP. However, opposition MPs have ruled the debate to pound the Harper government over its vague hints at more fundamental reforms to a pillar of the current pension system, old age security, which supplements the Canadian pension plan for millions of modest income Canadians. The Conservative majority has voted to limit the debate on second reading of the pooled pension bill in 2 days. That's 91X News to 204. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
The new Barclays Center in Brooklyn means big things for the NHL and the NBA. The New York Islanders are scheduled to play the New Jersey Devils in a preseason game at the new center next season. The October 2nd matchup will also be the first NHL game to be played in the new borough. Islanders general manager Garth Snow says they're excited to play the first game in the state-of-the-art facility. The arena is set to be the home of the NBA's Nets for the 2012-2013 season. The Arizona Diamondbacks and catcher Miguel Montero have agreed to a 1-year deal worth $5.9 million U.S. dollars. The agreement comes just ahead of the scheduled start of what would have been the first salary arbitration hearing of the year. Montero hit .282 with 18 homers and 86 RBIs last year. At least 4 lawsuits blaming the NFL for concussion-related dementia and brain disease are being consolidated in Philadelphia, and more could follow. Lawyers say more than a dozen lawsuits could ultimately be consolidated. The lawsuits represent more than 300 retired players or spouses, including 2-time Super Bowl champion Jim McMahon. The players accuse the NFL of negligence and intentional misconduct in its response to the headaches, dizziness, and dementia that former players have reported. Veteran doubles stars Daniel Nestor and young Finnom Miloš Raonic will headline the Canadian roster for the upcoming Davis Cup tie against France. The tie will be played on indoor hard courts in Vancouver in mid-February. France Frank Dantzovich and Vasek Pospisil are also on the roster. The winning team will move on to the World Group quarterfinals. That's sports. Here's Renee with 91X weather.
Today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers late this afternoon with a high of plus 5. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, temperature steady near 5. Wednesday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 6. Thursday, cloudy, the low of minus 2, the high 0. Right now, it's 2 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Keenan Weaver, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.